You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our lives. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our lives. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our life. Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. You are the mighty God. Lord, the great I am. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You are the mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise your name. For there is nothing you cannot do, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, I worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, oh praise of peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none holy as the Lord. There is beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none only as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. All creation calls you, Lord. You are God, mighty are your miracle, standing all of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. 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 Beloved, this morning I want us to worship the Ancient of Days. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is the rewriter of story, is the changer of situation, is a God who is a way maker. This morning, in loving a kuto nongla kukuso so prende as a lekle kukuso so pri andokusto zie is to lebri na kukuso so a zopriando like kukuso so pro nega kusto zia is to lobre a tegege kuaso zie be kukuso so pronde gege libru so zia endege kuso so so pronde ge kuaso. Esso priando logo shete, me kuku kusoso siata lepre nagazo, istu la pronde gegege libru sosie, esso sia, ende gege libru sosie, ende gegege libru soso, sianda li ke kwaso, esso li, e gegege libru sosie, ende ge kusoso, illa bongrusa, ate lepre nega kwasa, ende ge kusoso so prende ge libru sozia endobolo shate in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ we are praying. Amen. Beloved, tonight I will be taking us in this prayer session as the Lord will have us to take our prayer focus on the winning wisdom that opened up my ways. Winning wisdom of God is a way maker. It makes a way where there is no way. And many ways have been made, and many ways are meant to be made. But there is a way that is needful for us to align so that our ways can continue to be open before the Lord. The wisdom of God makes a way. Beloved, but that wisdom operates in men on wisdom, those who already have wise hearts. And I believe that tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, God's wisdom will make a way and every contention against the way that the wisdom of God is making for us, every contention against it will be silenced in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, but we have someone in the hospital that I prayed for this person just again before I came on this altar. Beloved, we are going to ask for the mercy of God for this individual, that God's mercy will reach out. I don't know the name of the person. I don't know the name of this person, but I want God, who is merciful, it will cause our bone to join bone, whatever is saying that it is impossible for a recovery, God will intervene to silence those things tonight, that God himself will preserve this woman's bone and every ligament in her body, that it will be preserved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, come with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 37. We are operating on the position and platform of mercy tonight. The word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel. As the hand of the Lord was upon me, said Ezekiel, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. They were very dry. The ditch was full of bones. The bones were very dry. And there were very many. Very many in the open valley. So it is obvious that the cases are hopeless. Very many in the open valley. They were very dry. That speaks about the longevity of their issue. There were very many in the open valley. It speaks about the visibility of their issue. Everybody sees it, but nobody can do anything about it. And the Lord said, the one who can do all things. The dry bones represent hopeless situation. Beloved, it represents impossible situation. And God caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, these are hopeless, because they were dead bodies, bones. They were left over after every the flesh had been taken off. Beloved, it represents that no longer do we have tendons. there was no flesh. The vein that carries the blood into their body was no more. They represented dysfunctional situation. Represent dead situation. Represent hopeless situation. They represent a situation where people have given up. They represent situation of helplessness. They represent situation of impossibilities. They represent situation that to the human eye it lacks solution. They represent low situation. They were all by themselves in an open valley. Very many in the open valley. They were in between the rising up to the mountain and the plain. They represent situations that were almost there, but not really there. In between the problem and its solution, but they didn't make it. Beloved, and whatever was going on with them is obvious to all. The word of the Lord said, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy. He asked to call a question, can these bones live? Is there hope in this situation? Is there a hope of rising? Is there a hope of rising? Is there a hope of winning? Is there a hope of gaining again? Is there a hope of running again? Is there a hope of accessing divine opportunity again? Is there a hope for a new job again? It takes the living to get a job. Is there a hope of trading with profit again? Profitable investment again. Beloved, is there a hope of fruitfulness again? Is there a hope of fulfillment again? What you have to realize that the bones belong to people. And those people, they were once in engagement. They were once rising. They once had a voice. They once had a name. They once had opportunity. They once probably have a job. They were once probably investors. They were probably at some time probably rich. Because it is the house of God that is called Israel. They were once walking through the open door. Beloved, can those things that they were once, what they once used to be, can they be it again? Beloved, it said to him, can this bone live? Can these bones live? Beloved, the word that is used for live, it's called chaya. C-H-A-Y-A-H. It simply means, can they be revived again? Can they be jump-started if they were collapsed businesses? Can they be restored again? Beloved, their dignity was gone because they were left with bones. A dead person doesn't know what you do. Whether you leave them naked or you leave them covered, they don't know. Beloved, so even their bones was obvious to all. Beloved, but God said, can they be restored again? Restore back their dignity. Restore back their hope. Restoration of their self-esteem. Restoration of their health and their wealth. Can they have voice again in the society? Beloved, he said, can they leave? Can they be quickened again? Can they live prosperously again? Beloved, they have known famine and they are famished. But is there a hope of flourishing again? They lost faith. Beloved, before man, it doesn't take anything for these things to happen. We have seen it on this altar. But I said, can they grow again? Can that business grow again? Beloved, he said, can that life receive a refreshment again? When someone has known pain and trouble, and when someone has lacked opportunity over a season, a little window of opportunity for such person is refreshing. When you have had so much bad news, a tiny winning good news, however you size it up, is a refreshing news for those who hear it. The word of the Lord said, can they grow again? Can they, beloved, whether it is their business, whether it is their investment, whether it is for us, a church, beloved, whether it was considered that it's a can they be caused to grow again, PL. Can they, what was there? Can they be repaired? the broken bones again. Beloved, God is saying to us, because it is Ezekiel that saw it, when you are the one that sees the dry bone, the situation, you want to know the determination of the ability to say, I believe that there is up on a tree. When it is caught, at the shedding of water, it will brought again. There is a change for me. It said, can they be kept alive? Can they be made to live? Can they, beloved, is it certain that the promise of life can still happen for them? It said, can they recover again? Everything their situation said they cannot do. It said, can they be repaired again? Can they be revived? Is it possible for them to have wholeness again? The man that sees the issue on ground said, thou knowest, Lord, I don't know, but you know. You are the Almighty God who can do just about anything, and you know it. He said, thou knowest, Lord. You know, Lord, because you see beyond the bones, you God, you are God that know all things. And beloved, he said to me, son of man, can this bone live? If God asks you about your situation now, is there off in it? Do you think it is possible for a change to take place? Beloved, but what is ultimate is that is the God of all flesh, and absolutely nothing is impossible for him. The God of all flesh. And nothing is impossible for your God and my God to do. Jeremiah chapter number 32. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me to do? When Jerusalem in Isaiah 22, when their kings behave in an inappropriate way, when they turn their back against God, God said, I will take what is there, I will give it to another. And God did it. And in Jeremiah 32, it said, don't think I can do what I'm going to do. I call that place my city, but they have turned their back against me. He said, I will give them to the king of Babylon. And he did. So they secured trouble for generations yet unborn, even when they were not the ones that committed the atrocities. The Daniels became a victim of their misbehavior. God is kind and God is good. But God said, Can this bone live? So if an Ezekiel can say, thou knowest, Lord, it's not that God is God and is the one that makes a final decision on a situation. God came unto Abraham and said to him, this time next year, your wife will have a child. In Genesis chapter 18, and beloved, Sarah began to laugh. And the Lord said, is anything too hard for me to do? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Can the God that gives breath, can the God that created the bones, can the God who created the flesh, can the God that created man not make man live? Can the one who sustained me, can the one who has kept his word, even in the time of famine, can he not make a way? Can the God that is beautiful for situation and marvelous for word, can he not undo your ashes and turn it to beauty? Can the God who created that fellow, can he not intervene in that situation in the hospital and ensure that bones connect to bones? The God that told me he will fix somebody whose bone or whose leg was on the street. And beloved, he said to me, pick it. It's the God that will show mercy this morning and intervene in that situation. It is by mercy. On one principle, it said, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. It will yet reveal the things that we ought to know to us. But I want to start with this fellow in the hospital, but I want you to look at your situation tonight. And come to an understanding, none of us is at a dead end. What the enemy thought is a dead end is what God will turn around and make you to have a new beginning from tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to continue this in the morning, but I want to stop in that verse in Ezekiel. Can this bone live? It said, thou knowest, Lord. And it said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. Speak to your impossibilities. Beloved, prophecy is engaging the Spirit of the Lord that is in us. Having the Holy Spirit give us divine utterance. Every prophet that is of God will allow the Spirit of God to speak, to influence what they say. Beloved, because if your eyes has to influence what you say, beloved, it can't see anything contrary to the dryness of the bone. Can this bone live? He said, I better not give my word because there is a way that you have seen. He said, prophesy. So you might have seen. Whatever you have seen. But when you speak to it, I was engaging Pastor Jiro in a discussion 2 days ago. 2 days ago, and we prayed, and he said he just made he operates differently to me. He just spoke a simple word. And I learned how to take his word serious. I don't take it for granted. Beloved is the one who God used to start that the prevalence in Nigeria, that is almost 22 years ago. Junior brother, but yet I have great respect for him. We carry different graces. And I have to recognize how God speaks to him. He made a statement, very simple, but was quick in picking up what he said. He's not a man of many words. By the grace of God, I will see and I will speak. But he operates in the prophetic in a different way. And I just laughed. I said, Lord, I had that word that it said. The Lord said to what you see right now, he says, speak to it. Prophesy to it. So the flesh saw the physical situation. So you can't speak in the flesh to it, because Jesus said in John chapter 6, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The quickener is the Holy Spirit. The flesh profited nothing. It said prophesy to it. To prophesy, beloved, it said allow the Holy Spirit speak under the divine inspiration. Every prophet will speak about the things that are yet to come. They can tell you about what is going on, but they will also tell you about the things that were to take place. It says, speak under divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus helped us to see that the quickener, who is the Holy Spirit, has a prevailing power over what is visible. Because he said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit that make alive. It produces life. It is the Spirit that will restore to life. It is the Spirit that will give enhancement to life. Beloved, stay with me so that you can see the picture. Because we will speak, we will prophesy to it. It is the Holy Spirit that can endue with new life. The new power of living. It is the Holy Spirit that can cause the seed of the word to be seeded, to produce fruit. The Spirit that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. Beloved, and Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So God's word is spiritual words. He said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Because God and his word is the same, so the word that falls off is the same word that we have to speak into situation that is pretty obvious. It is like, see somebody, look at what we saw of Job. In a state, his friends saw him. But as long as his flesh was speaking, nothing changed in his life. Because he was wasting his time talking to the people he should not be talking to. Until he spoke, he said, with the hearing of the ear, I've asked you, but now my eye sees you. And God said, okay, now. So you had me and you saw me bigger than your pain and bigger than the bond that is remaining, because that is a typical example of what we are calling a situation that is impossible. John saw so much impossibility that it caused his own death of birth. He said it was better for him not to have been born. He lost the attitude of gratitude to know that it was only God who had not allowed him to die when the enemy came against him and wanted to finish him completely. It was only God that put an edge and said, thus far, don't take his life. You can do anything to him. He didn't know that there is an invisible restraint against the enemy who wanted to finish him. The devil that was after him to fight him to finish. He didn't know that it was because God has put a wall. Actually, the devil is saying, don't you know I could not get to him? You have put a wall around him. May we never lose the wall that God built around us. May we never do things that will cause the shield and the protection of God to be removed from us. Jesus said the prophecy is in the wall. God's word. He said, it is spirit. And it is true. The spirit of truth, when engaged, and not our own, what you see in your circumstances, what I hear about that situation in the hospital, beloved, is not what will determine what will take place. Because when you prophesy, you are telling it what you want to see. When you speak into that situation, you are not speaking what you see now, but what you must see. Beloved, the same spirit of truth is the life-giving spirit because even us, it's good for me to explain this because you have had many messages on Ezekiel 37, and God will deal with different situations at different times, helping us to understand certain things, beloved, on His word that is applicable to the issues that God wants to deal with in our lives. It's a life-giving spirit. The word that I speak carries the breath of God. And God made man in His own image, after His own likeness. And God spoke. He breathed upon man, and man became a living soul. Beloved, the breath of God is in His word. Man became a living soul by the breath of the Almighty God that has gone into them. Man became a living soul. Excuse me. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 7. Beloved, and 1 Corinthians 15:45. As it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Jesus Christ is a life-giving spirit. Because it is, when we receive Him as salvation, John 1:12-14, it says to those who receive Him, He gave power. This Spirit of the Lord is the power of God inside of man that can change my situation. And my mind is made up. My situation must change. That person in the hospital is born. A born must be joined back to born. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, mercy must avail for us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Adam became a living soul, but Jesus is a life-giving spirit. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So what makes it happen is the power of resurrected Christ that will cause my impossible situation to be made possible. The power of the resurrected life that will open every door shut by the devil. The power of the resurrected Christ is going to cause the bone to join to bone. The power of the resurrected Christ will cause a gain to happen, will cause freedom to take place. The power of the resurrected Christ will cause change that cannot be blamed on any man to begin to take place now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the power of the resurrected Christ will release the ever-quiet for recovery, for reviving, for restoration, for divine help, for divine aid, for us to go through the door that God has opened for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, the life-giving spirit, what you have to see is that God took a dust in Adam. A dust man became a living soul. What is in the dust? Absolutely nothing. Dust is death. God breathed the breath of God, raised a dead person. He made the man from the dust. There was no life in the dust. That is why the psalmist says that those who die cannot praise you. The life-giving spirit. He came to the tomb of Lazarus. He said, if you guys will only believe, I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11. I that speak unto you, Mary Martha, looking at your brother's situation as hopeless as it is, he said, I want you to know he will leave. That is prophecy. What is going to happen? So if anybody comes to me and prophesies nonsense to me and tell me rubbish, I'll tell them go back and sleep. And don't come to me with your rubbish. You can go and eat your bad dream and your nightmare. Don't come to me and give me a verdict that will set me on a journey that troubles me. No, that's not what is going to happen. You can see, but prophesy to it. Even if you have nightmare, prophesy what you want that nightmare to become. Even if you are facing that issue right now that you saw hopeless, that you can see, beloved, looks dead, that you can see, that it looks impossible, that you can see, it looks as if there is no way out. The word of God speaks to it. God saw from the beginning hopelessness. beloved. It says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. I am the resurrection and I am the life. John 11:25. Do you know? May our life not be left in the hand of the matter that ask no, they don't know what matters. What they see is the physical. Matter does not have the word. When it was meant to have the word, when she was meant to have the word, she was busy cooking. So she has not gained the word. She was complaining to Jesus. I say, Jesus, do you care that my sister did not help me? But beloved, Jesus said, Mary has chosen the best part. Every Mary likes the word. There are names I will not give to my children. It was the same matter. So when the issues of life came, there was no substance in her. She said unto Christ, I know that it will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. It's the life-giving spirit. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Or what you believe is what you see. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I believe what Christ is to me, so I can prophesy to my situation. And beloved, David said, as soon as they hear of me, they submit themselves to me. Do you believe this? The one who is life was standing before them. The one who is the giver of life, but it doesn't just happen. Jesus shows that hopelessness and death issues never changes unless somebody speaks to it. My rod shall burn again. It doesn't matter how long I have held that stick in my hand. It looks like ordinary wood. My case, it does not matter. How long I have waited, it does not matter what life thought they have dished me, what my friend thought that they have done to me, but I know that there is an offering tree. When it is cut, after shedding of water, it shall brought again, and I am going to stay near the river of life. I must take my root deeper in the word of God. Because when they were thinking that there is no hope for me, they never know that I am digging deep, that I am rooting myself in the word of God. They will only see when the storm begins, when the tree begins to shoot up. So your pain could have looked like the way they look, if you will only allow yourself to take root deeper in the word of God, there will be hope for you. Beloved, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. But Martha, who has abandoned what mattered, faced with death. There was no way she could prophesy to it. She couldn't speak because the spirit of truth has to find expression inside of the matter. No word, but as activity. What if we love everyone say she cooked for Jesus? That is talking about service. Servicing Christ without the word of Christ, it is baseless. The word. But yet, she had activity. Activity. When there is no word, what that means, it makes people to be angry. It makes people to withhold their hands. It makes people to give up. Beloved, it was the same matter. It said, Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have been dead. You came too late. Beloved, I want you to know that your case is not late. And I speak to that woman in the hospital right now. Mercy will answer for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Even as I speak, I command your bone to join to bone, your marrow to join to marrow, your vein to join to vein, your artery to begin to work. I command the sinews to cover them. I command every part of your leg to receive life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I forbid that leg from dying on you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, when the Lord brought me to that situation that I keep talking about, I can never stop talking about it because God's word standing sure. The Lord spoke to me in that revelation. In that leg was on the streets and speaking. I said, Lord, I only have connectivity with a living leg. But beloved, that leg was already dead. I said, I don't know any Baba with a dead leg. I only know a Baba with a living leg. And beloved, that's what is inside of you will come out in your revelation. Beloved, it will come out. That is why we emphasize on the word of God in this place. This is not a place of wishing the wish list. So that it doesn't matter even when we ache, even when things are looking ballistic and looking funny. But beloved, the word of the Lord stands sure. It cannot change. I believe in the word of the Lord. Do you believe? Beloved, if you had been here, many of us say, if Christ has been on time. Many of us say, if I had had a better and a different opportunity, things would not have turned the way it has turned for me. But what is important is that even where you are, you can still engage the spirit of life. Even in the state that it is now, do you believe, can these dry bone leaves what is impossible for man is possible with God? if my life has to be left in the hand of man, there is no hope for me. But if you anchor your life in the hand of the living God, it will give you the winning wisdom that makes a way where there is no way. The winning wisdom we are talking about is the Word of God. It's Christ, the Word. Can this bone still live? Yes, Lord. That man said, I believe, help my unbelief. The one that made me, can he not sort my case out? Who is going to help me if he doesn't? Does he know that when we come to a place like that? Oh, yes. He knew before they called him about Lazarus, that Lazarus was going to go through what he went through. He knew perfectly. Before they came, he said, our friend Lazarus is sick. Beloved, Mary said, Jesus, you came too late. Jesus was merciful enough to say, no, it's not late. He knew he cannot understand the word of matter because if he agrees with matter, there will never be anything out of Lazarus. He would have been a dead man. Beloved, so here is the question. Do you think that your change is possible? It said, prophesy upon this bones and said to them, all ye dry bones, hear the quickening word of God. Hear the word that makes you alive. He has said, all you dry bones, hear. Because the old body was formed by the word and things were put into place by the word. He said, hear the word of the Lord. So what did he say to hear the word of the Lord, dry bones? He said, burn, hearken to the word of God. Bones, obey the word of God. Respond to God's word. Hearken to the word of God. You have ear here. Hear the word of the living God. Because everything, even bone, even what was left like ashes, can hear God's word. Can you imagine? And God allowed his voice to be heard in any which way. He expresses it by declaration, expresses it by singing, expresses it, beloved, in prayers that are led by the Holy Spirit. A proclamation of the voice of God was heard. And beloved, why must our dry bone hear this morning? Beloved, because where the word of the King is, there is power. Wherever the word of the King is in a place, there is power. and the King of Kings is God. So wherever he speaks, power is present. The power is the Spirit of truth executing the spoken word of the living God. Prophesy to it, all you dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Not my own word. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse number 4. Since the word of the king is authoritative, who will say to him, what are you doing? KJV will say, where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? The word of the king is powerful. It is supreme. It's backed up by great power. Beloved, it is authoritative. Beloved, everything is subjected to God's word. And that word of the king, Psalm number 66, verse 3, and said, through the greatness of your power, your enemy will submit themselves unto you. How terrible art thou, as I was, through the greatness of thy power shall the enemy submit themselves unto thee. This is the word of the king that is backed up with great power. It said, prophesy unto it. Even that dry bone will hear it. The hopeless situation will hear it. The Lord inspired me to pray a prayer a couple of days ago. I had that prayer in my spirit for about 2 days. And then I called somebody. I said, I want you to stay today. I am going to spend time and I need you. All I need is that you write down whatever I say. Just stay with me today. We are praying those prayers for you. And God promise good things in those sessions. Nothing is going to avert it because they are not engineered by man. So I want you to speak. We are starting with that fellow in the hospital. Because in the accident, that affected a leg, the God that created the leg is the resurrection and the power, and is the one that can cause, beloved, a broken bone to be fixed. We have seen it. 14 days coma with broken spine, broken bone, broken everything was restored. That same God, I don't know this person, but mercy must answer. We are commanding that bone be connected to bone. Let the vein be connected to vein. However it's going to happen, whether the doctor are the ones that will do it or supernaturally, beloved, what I want to teach you tonight, we are going to pray in the Holy Spirit, but this is the focus of our prayer. That woman's leg will not be cut off. That there is healing for a recovery. That leg must be recovered. All you born is our focus. As we pray in the Spirit, it says the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And the Spirit of the Lord is the power of God that causes an eruption that makes what was dead to come alive, what the vehicle has happened with to be strengthened again. Therefore, joy be prevalent around the earth, because we are there, oh God, by your mercy, let that bone be connected to bone, that leg be restored, be revived, be reconstructed, begin to form. Isu akakukuzozo, ishtolike kwaza, idongle kukuzozo, esu atonde like kwazo, istula bongruza ate, ike kukuzozo, indegegege libruzozie, indegege kwazo lo bruzozie, istula brondege kwazo, istondike kwaza sie, ila bobronege kwaza sie, endege kwazo, ila bokwaza, power of resurrection, invade that woman's leg in the hospital, invade her being, let the bone connect to bone, let the vein connect to vein, let there be sinews on it, let our flesh cover it, isu atolika kwazo, istu la prodika kwazo, aya, indegege kwazo, isondo gogo kuzozia, ileprendege kwazozia, indege kuzozozia, ila pri akwanda legazo, ingege kwazo, iso prodege kwazo, istu la priendo kustosie, ila bogustosie, istundaga kustosa, ila bogoshete, indegege siato, indogla gokustosie, istola bogustosie, iso prodega kwazo, indege kwazosia, ila brundaga kwazo, isondelige kukuzozo, istula priendegege siate, istondo kustosia, ila pronde ge kwazo, istanda ge yekutolo brusa ade, isabalike kwazo, ika kwazo sie. Oh God, by your mercy, let that bone join to bone, le ekukutuza sie, let the power of resurrection begin to work out, le ekwaza ade, the recovery, the reconstruction, the reviving, the renewing. Lord, let bone join to bone. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Isoku akoswate. Ilebebe kukukuzozo. Istulabri angukustosie. Istondoko kustoso. Istulabri andokustosie. Istandege kwa gogo siate, ilo baba kwa gogo siate, Is to la pronde ke kwa sosie. Is de ke libru sosia. Endo la vosiato. Now I want you to look at yourself now. We're going into your situation. Whether you see it damaged, whether you have seen it before now prolonged, whether you have seen it before now, it looks hopeless and you feel helpless. Whether it is a feeling, whether you see it in any way that is contrary to God, whatever way you have seen it, this morning we are speaking a change to that situation. We are commanded. He said, can this bone live? He said, prophesy to it. He said, can it be repaired? Do you think it can be recovered? Do you think it can be made whole again? Do you think that that situation can change? It doesn't matter how many times you have suffered losses, how many times people have turned you down, how many times your friend have left you or despised you or even disappoint you. Beloved, if there is hope for a tree, when it is caught at the shedding of water, it will brood again. And the tree of life is here. Beloved, the one who said the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Instead, the flesh profited nothing. The flesh can only tell you to stay with what you see. But the one who is the one that created us, the one who knows our end from its beginning, the one who is the power of God, he said there is hope for you, hope of settlement, hope of fruitfulness, hope of progress. The engegeki aswas ande iloboli kukugusu ose engegeke libru sosia ikekwaka kashate isopronde kekwasa ada. Beloved, there is hope for a tree, even if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof was all in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet to the scent of water, it will burn and bring forth boughs like a plant. Beloved, Job 14:7-9, it said you cannot give up, you cannot give up, you cannot give up. Speak to yourself, Eleanor, for like a matchmaker. You shall not give up. There is hope for you. You will rise again. You will profit again. Your voice will be heard again. There is hope for you, Eleanor, for like a matchmaker. You will not faint. You will not fall. You will not fail. There is a rising for you. There is a lifting for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is gain for you. You will not lose out. It's upon the kukuzozo. It's to elemente kukuzozo. It's to labri and kukuzozie. It's to kukuzozie. It's to labri kukuzozie. It's to labri na kagwagagasiate. It's to ato on the kukuzozie. Speak to those areas of your life. Pretty obvious. Everybody see it. They thought it cannot happen. Beloved, it is easy when you are single. You can't hide. Everybody is like being in the valley of the dry bones. They know, no, you have not invited anybody for marriage. So they know you are single. If you are married and there is no child, it is not to everybody. So go far up, beloved, if you are still driving your limo that you bought 150 years ago, everybody knows that something is not adding up. Beloved, if you are unemployed, it is obvious. They are obvious. are resting, it is open. If you are in the same employment and there is no movement, if everybody knows you are still doing the same job and you are still earning the same salary, it is open. If you are sick in your body and beloved, you are still not back to what everybody knows, it is open. But that which they had seen that was open to them, they are what my Father can fix. If they have come to your house before and you are feasted and now you didn't have much, beloved, and you are even managing to survive, not to talk of inviting other people to come and have a feast, then no, you have not invited them for a while, so it is obvious. If anything is broken down, it is obvious that there are issues. But God said that which is obvious to man. Abraham's lack of children was obvious. Even though he was calling his wife Sarah, as the Lord calls it, but physically, this did not change. But God said, I will change it. The God of all flesh, to whom nothing is impossible. So Sarah, Abraham, not Abraham, father of many nations, mother of many nations, beloved, they spoke it not by wishy-washy. They allowed the spirit of truth to declare God's word, and they saw what they spoke. They were prophesying to that barrenness situation. And they saw what they prophesied. Their words were not wasted. You can't go for a job and then you are waiting for answer and you are not already planning what you are going to wear when you start that job. If you are prophesied to it, you will be ready. If you are looking for a child and you spoke to it, you will have already seen that you need to go to the market and buy the clothes. Beloved, faith and belief. Beloved, they require a corresponding action. Faith without works is dead. So he said, prophesy to it. When we prophesy to it, it forms our action, it forms in our heart, our expectation. And beloved, we take step in the direction of what we have spoken. God is going to help us. We will not be put to shame because his word cannot fall to the ground. It will prosper, either though he has sent it, and it will yield the result that is God's own result. So I want you now to begin to speak into those situations that you saw, that they were speaking to you. It is time that you engage the Spirit of God. Jesus spoke to that fig tree. He said, nobody's permitted to eat of you anymore. And he went off. So what you do on this altar where we hear the word of God, we persist in the place of prayer so that you can speak to that situation and you can walk away knowing that your word has carried the result. So you will no longer see the impossibility. Therefore, I want you to engage your spirit in these 10 minutes and you are speaking to those situations of reproach, the situation that was sounding like a shameful situation, the situation of joblessness and hopelessness, the situation of prolonged delay in answers. You are saying today, I speak to you. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I command the change. Beloved, and I want you to engage your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take, beloved, is the one that executes the word of God. It said, can this bone live again? It said, those who are contrary, it's saying, can you still get a job? Because the situation was joblessness. Is it still possible for you to be married? Is it impossible for you to be able to find solution? Is it still possible for your business to profit again? Is it still possible for you to rise again? So it's saying, this problem, do you see them solved? And when you are speaking solution and not reiterating on the problem. So the word, which is the spirit of truth, will bring about a restoration, a repair, a revival, and a renewal. So you are commanding what you want to see, what your expectations are, beloved, into that situation. Now I want you to have it in your focus. The Holy Spirit is going to pray through you, but there is a picture in the eyes of your spirit. And that picture is the renewal, is the recovery, is the repair, is the reviving, is the wholeness, is the ability to run again, is the ability to rise again, is the ability to have your voice heard again, is the ability to win again, is the ability to have a job again, is the ability to engage in profitable business again, is the ability to be protected again, is the ability to be settled and established again. Beloved, winning wisdom will make a way where there is no way. Beloved, it looks like a no way for those dry bones, but winning wisdom is releasing a way, releasing hope, even where there is no hope. Therefore, this morning, I want you to engage in the praying of the Holy, praying in the Spirit as you begin to speak unto that situation now.
Il
kwase, inge kwaso siye, endenge kwasa. My Lord shall born again. My Lord shall born again. My Lord shall born again. Usopo legrasi ato, isto la brandenge kwaso, isto ndenge kukusoso, isto lebri ando kukusosye. Illa bronde ge kwaso sia, ike kwashite, ende ge kwaso, ende ge kustoso sia, ende ge kusoso, illa bronde ge kwaso sia, illa bongro si ase, ike kwaso, ondo go kuso sia, ende ge kwaso sia, ande kia kwaso sia, illa bombronde kaso, ike kwaso sia, inke kwazo zondolike kwaza ille bruzo siye indenge kuzo siye isoprondenge kwaza siye illo mamama kuzo siye indenge kwazo illo mamama kustoso siye illo brondenge kwazo siye illo mamama kusto siye illo mamama kwazo siye inke kwaza zopronde aya indenge saate. There is hope of a tree if it be cut down, and it will that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the roots thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the sands of water it will burn and bring forth boughs like a plant in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, I command you to burn. My hope be restored. My health be restored. The wealth of this commission be restored. Let there be fruitfulness. Let there be increase. Let there be establishment. Let there be favors. Let there be hopes. Let souls be saved. Let there be testimonies. Let there be recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. In support to Adagalu Gusso Ose, Istulebri and Gugusso Ose, let the sick be healed. Ustondo Golika Quaso Sie, Istula Brondega Quasa Ose, Ileka Quaso Sie, Indega Colibrus Ose, Ike Quaso Sopri and Oso. Istula mentre da cucucusoso, istula bandre de gequazo socie, istonto liquequazo socie, istonte gequazo sopri ando custosie, illa cacabusasia, le eque custosia, Lord, in this winning wisdom month, Lord, let there be testimonies of turnaround, even for good, testimonies of justice. Testimonies of salvation, testimonies of healing and recovery. There shall be testimonies of new opportunities. There shall be testimonies of access to greatness, access to good news, access of to divine fulfillment, access to divine release. There shall be access to good things in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Istonda kula prende ke kwazo, istula prendu kusosia, isto prende ke kukusosia. Access to help, and where there is helpless situation, access to divine help, access to divine provision, access to divine release, access to divine recovery, access to divine restoration. Istoli ke kusosia, isto tengle kukusosia. To her that believeth, to her that believeth, there shall be a performance of words was spoken to her, not by man, but by the Lord. Beloved, And the same way the bones were speaking, obvious situations were speaking to Ezekiel, but Ezekiel had what God spoke to him. And there was a change. The obvious situations were subjected to the spoken word of God. Beloved, so you and I saw Luke 1:45. Blessed is she who has believed. She who has believed is blessed because what was spoken to her by the Lord. So everything subject themselves. And that is why Jesus was telling Martha, he said, only believe. I'm the one that raises. I'm so glad that God is the one that raises. I would have been on the ground for a long time. So I can look to the one that will raise me. You can look to the one, because there won't have been any hope for Job. Job would have been grounded if it were to depend on his friends. They have what he needs to get up. But they were sympathizing with him and never gave it until God told them give to Job, and they gave the grace to make the little to become plentiful is upon the life of Job. It just needed to be started out. It needs somebody to jumpstart him. That's why the psalmist says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help coming from the Lord. If you believe this morning, there shall be a performance of God's word concerning you. It's not going to be delayed. It's going to be so completely quick. Blessed is she who believes. For there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord. Beloved, because the performer is the Holy Spirit, that is the Spirit of truth, Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. And when he performs, he perfects. So I want you to say, Lord, I believe your word tonight, and I receive the performance to perfection of everything that you have spoken concerning me today in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed is she that believe. I believe, Lord, I receive the performance of your word. My dry bones shall yet live again. My rod shall yet bud again. My voice shall be heard again. The dignity shall be restored again. The honor shall be restored again. The voice shall be restored again. My strength shall be renewed again. My hope shall be kindled again. There is an again for my lifting. I shall be lifted again. I shall rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I believe it is a new day for me. The snare is broken. I've escaped. My help is in the name of the Lord. I believe it is a new day for me to move forward, to gain ground, to be established, to advance, to be settled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I believe there is a change of story. For the prevailers, that this place will be full of believers that love God, that wants to do his will. Men and women who are not lovers of themselves, but lovers of God. Men and women that tremble at the voice, at the word of the Lord. This land, England, has made room for us. We shall prosper in the land. We have come to our rehearsal. We cannot be stopped. We cannot be cut short. In the mighty name of Jesus, through this commission, I believe the kingdom of God is advanced. Lives are being transformed. The poor are made richer. The lame are walking and leaping and praising God. To the prevailing servant, there shall be many, many testimonies. Lord, to the prevailing servant, you will show yourself strong. To the prevailing champion network, I decree and declare divine visitation. I believe there shall be continued encounter with the word of the Lord in this Zion, the winning word of wisdom, producing enviable results, undeniable results, producing undescribable testimony, producing in the life of everyone, our leaders and our members, the testimony of Jesus is to Ikekwata, healing to the seeker, Ingekukukuzosia, job for the jobless, establishing and confirming God's word in the life of men. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Unto you, the eternal King of glory, who has called me and sent me to stand in your presence, to serve you as I serve your people. Lord, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, because the grass withered and the flowers fell, but the word of the Lord abided forever. You that have started a good work in us, you are able and faithful to complete it, to accomplish it, to perfect it, and to make it good. Therefore, I return the glory, I return the honor, I return the praise unto you, for you execute the word of your servant and perform the word that you have spoken to me, your messenger. Therefore, every tripod begins to leave. I speak to the leg of that lady. I command that recovery now by the measure of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stop every oppression of evil in the life of any prevailer, every form of accident and satanic incident. I arrest you and I stop you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Therefore, as you lay down to sleep tonight, your sleep shall be sweet. Even in the night season, you will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walking in it. Peace to you. In Jesus' name.